He'll be closing the gate. Arise. The Honorable. The judges of the United States Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The United States Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit is now in session. All persons having business before this honorable court may now draw near and they will be heard. God save the United States and this honorable court. Please be seated.
Welcome to this very enjoyable ceremonial session of the United States Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit. We're gathered here, as you know, to accept a gift of Justice Blackmun's robe. Justice Blackmun donated his extensive personal and official papers to the Library of Congress after his death in March of 1999. At that time, the Blackmun family loaned the justice's robe to our court, where it has been a significant part of the exhibit, the Blackmun Rotunda exhibit on the 27th floor. And last year, the family was kindly and gracious enough to decide to donate the robe to our court for permanent display. Now, it won't surprise anyone in this audience to learn that the federal government doesn't make anything easy, including donations by private citizens to the government. Indeed, there's a statute, 28 U.S.C. 604A17, that provides the director of the administrative office of the U.S. courts shall, in his discretion, quote, accept gifts of personal property for the purpose of aiding or facilitating the work of the judicial branch of government. On January 8th of this year, AO Director James Duff delegated to me his authority under that statute to accept and acknowledge this gift on behalf of the judiciary. A word or two about Justice Blackmun, our former colleague. After growing up in St. Paul, Minnesota, and graduating from Harvard Law School, Justice Blackmun began his legal career as a law clerk to Eighth Circuit Judge John B. Sanborn, whose chambers were in the very attractive Landmark Center in St. Paul. After being in private practice, both with a law firm and with the Mayo Clinic for some time, in 1969, with the support of his boyhood friend Warren Berger, who was then a judge on the D.C. Circuit, Justice Blackmun was appointed by President Eisenhower to our court, where he served with distinction until his nomination and confirmation as an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court in 1970. One of his colleagues on our court, Judge Bright, tells us that Justice Blackmun liked to call himself Old Number Three, referring to the fact that he was the third nominee for that particular seat on the Supreme Court following the Senate's rejection of Fourth Circuit Judge Clement Haysworth and Florida District Judge Harold Carswell. But, of course, after that beginnings, Justice Blackmun served our court as the Eighth Circuit Associate Justice for many years, and his notable work on the Supreme Court is well known and chronicled elsewhere. But as Associate Justice, we eagerly awaited his summaries of recent events and cases at the Supreme Court, which was always the climax of our annual judicial conferences. Justice Blackmun, while he was on our court, authored 217 opinions as an Eighth Circuit judge. Three of his colleagues from that era are still with us, retired circuit judges Donald Lay and Gerald Haney, and senior circuit judge Myron Bright. Judge Bright could not be with us today, but asked that I read a letter from him for the occasion, which I consider a fine way to convey our continuing affection for this great colleague. Dear friends, Judge Bright writes, I'm delighted to write a few words in comment at this donation of the Blackmun Judicial Robe to the Eighth Circuit. I remember Harry Blackmun and his wife Dottie with great affection. Some 39 years ago, when Harry Blackmun came to Fargo, North Dakota, to attend my induction as a federal judge. He described a judicial robe as, and I quote, the black nightgown, repeating a phrase given him by one of his former partners, a cynical one, by the way. That description brought a good laugh from the audience. But he said something more that I share with you. As part of his remarks, he said, Judge Bright, we do welcome you to the court with warmth and with anticipation, because the court, in a very real sense, is a family and a team. We are brethren. On his own behalf and for all the judges on the court, he added, we do welcome you affectionately and warmly, and as I said, with anticipation. That was the Blackmun we all knew, a true mentor and a warm friend to everyone on our court during all of his years as a circuit judge and as our Supreme Court justice. In the spirit of Harry Blackmun, I send warm regards to all at this function. Sincerely, Myron. Justice Blackmun's attention to judicial detail is well known, and it was evident on our court well before Justice Blackmun joined the Supreme Court. Judge Bright has told me that he knew when he came on our court of Justice Blackmun's propensity to point out errors of punctuation, spelling, and the like in his colleagues' proposed opinions. So the first time Judge Bright was on a panel with Justice Blackmun, Judge Bright and his law clerk pored over their first draft before circulating it to Justice Blackmun to make sure it was error-free. Justice Blackmun still found a missing comma. And it's in the spirit of that friendship and support and all else that Justice Blackmun meant to us that we're gathered here today to accept the notable gift and to present it. We're honored to have with us Sally A. Blackmun, Justice Blackmun's daughter, a prominent Florida attorney, and an active supporter of the federal courts in the 11th Circuit and elsewhere. Ms. Blackmun. We'd be delighted.
I very much appreciate Chief Judge Loken's invitation to this ceremony for the permanent donation of my father's judicial robe to the 8th Circuit. Dad spent many happy years here with this court, 11 years from 1959 till 1970, and he served as a circuit justice until his retirement in 1994. His appointment to the court was particularly meaningful because he replaced his mentor and friend, John B. Sanborn, for whom he had clerked after his graduation from Harvard Law School in 1932. It's also an amusing coincidence for me that Judge Loken and I worked together on the Nixon White House staff back in the early 70s, before I went off to law school and before he embarked on his honorable legal and judicial career. It's hard to believe that we dedicated the Blackmun Rotunda of this beautiful building on July 11th, 2001, nearly 6 years ago. Some of you were here on that happy occasion. It was with great pleasure that the family donated Dad's 8th Circuit photos and memorabilia for a permanent and lasting tribute here in St. Louis, which has been so beautifully and thoughtfully done. The judicial robe that the family's donating today has been a part of the collection up in the rotunda since 2001 as a loan from the family. After these many years, my sisters and I decided that there was not a more fitting place for this robe to be permanently housed than the Blackmun Rotunda, where we know it will be kept safely and beautifully displayed. So it is with great pleasure that my sisters, Nancy, Susie, and I now make the robe a permanent gift to Dad's beloved 8th Circuit. Thank you.
Ms. Blackmun, from you and your sisters, on behalf of the United States Court of Appeals for the 8th Circuit and the entire federal judiciary, I am pleased to accept and acknowledge this gift of your father's judicial robe. Our court is grateful to you and your sisters for this generous donation and you can be assured we will proudly display it for many, many years to come. Thank you. And I should also give thanks to Ann Fessenden, our circuit librarian, who has done a great deal of to prepare and maintain the Blackman Rotunda and to help make this gift. Tell us how to do it.
For sure.
Thank you, Chief Judge Loken. Members of the court, Ms. Blackman, ladies and gentlemen. Almost 6 years ago, I was honored to speak to you at the ceremony at which we dedicated the Blackman Rotunda and recognized the generous donation from the Blackman family of some of Justice Blackman's memorabilia. I related then how working on the project of developing the rotunda had helped me to come to know Justice Blackman, and I predicted that the rotunda display would give many others a chance to know him also, to learn about his life, his quiet dignity, and his innumerable contributions to justice. I'm happy to report that I believe my predictions have come true. The Blackman Rotunda is now a regular stop for the many individuals and groups who frequently visit our building, high school government classes, troops of Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, and senior citizens visit the Rotunda, where they have the opportunity to learn about Harry Blackman's childhood, his education, his early interest in medicine, and his legal career. They can learn about his humility and his sense of humor, about his dedication to his work, his attention to detail, and his devotion to justice and to the Constitution. Attorneys coming to argue cases can browse the exhibit and read about Justice Blackman's opinions, both those at the Supreme Court, many of which are well known, and those at the Eighth Circuit, some of which may be less familiar. And, of course, they've all had the opportunity to see one of his robes. While the pictures and the description of the cases tell us much about Justice Blackman, the robe, an article of clothing, represents Justice Blackman in a more personal way. One can almost visualize him wearing it and standing here with us. While we hoped that the robe would remain a part of the collection indefinitely, we did know that the Blackman family at any time could decide it should be located elsewhere. The family's decision to donate the robe ensures that future visitors to the Rotunda will have the opportunity, as we do today, to see this very personal representation of Justice Blackman. That they will be able not just to learn about Justice Blackman and his career and his cases, but to sense his presence. Therefore, Ms. Blackman, on behalf of them, I thank you and the members of your family for this donation. Thank you.
Thank you, Anne. That concludes the memorial ceremony, and the court will be in recess. Anne, is there a photographer here by any chance? Formal or informal? Because I suspect the other judges as well would like to have, I'd love to have our picture taken with Sally and the robe. Do we? So, if can all the judges come down here and want to? Sort of gather around the robe, and we have Sally
captive for a short period of time.